time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Robert Mueller has charged former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn with willfully and knowingly making false, fictitious, and fraudulent statements to the FBI regarding conversations with Russia's ambassador. A plea hearing is scheduled for 10:30 Eastern Friday morning, at which Flynn is expected to plead guilty. The Senate on Thursday delayed voting on the GOP tax overhaul after Senator Bob Corker and others tried to add a provision to trigger automatic future tax increases if the tax cuts in the bill didn't boost the economy and generate revenue sufficient to offset the deficit expansion. The Senate parliamentarian knocked down the trigger proposal on procedural grounds, and the Joint Committee on Taxation, the nonpartisan scorekeeper of Congress, reported that the tax bill would not generate nearly as much economic growth over the next 10 years as Republicans had expected. As a result, the deficit would increase by $1 trillion. CNN has more.
What we're seeing is something that was not expected by senior Republican aides, was not expected by Republican lawmakers walking into the vote. Right now, there is a vote on the Senate floor. It's largely a pro forma vote. It is a Democratic motion to send the tax plan back to committee. These are the types of things that are expected to fail upon partisan lines. They've failed already multiple times today. This is another effort on that issue. Let me explain to you what's different. Look in the well right now. You've got a group of senators that are sitting there, and there are three Republican senators who have not voted yet on this issue. Again, an issue that all Republicans are expected to very quickly vote against and then leave the chamber. The senators that have not voted yet on this issue, Senator Bob Corker, Senator Ron Johnson, Senator Jeff Flake, those are three senators that still have hang-ups about this bill. This is part of the reason why we haven't had major action throughout the course of this day, as senators and Senate GOP leaders have tried to figure out exactly what's going on. Now you have senators huddled on the Senate floor trying to figure out, A, what the answers are to that deal, and in the process, holding up what is supposed to be a pretty simple vote for Republicans to vote against. So right now, still trying to figure out what's going on. Staff is with me on that one based on the text messages I've received, but definitely some drama we were not expecting in this process at this point.
On Friday morning, two holdouts, Senators Steve Daines of Montana and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, changed positions and are now planning to vote for the bill after getting a deal for more tax relief for small businesses and other pass-through entities. The New York Times on Thursday night broke a story about Trump pressing multiple Senate Republicans to quickly end the Senate Intelligence Committee's investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. MSNBC's Brian Williams explains.
The Times cites half a dozen lawmakers and aides in this reporting, including the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, who was running that committee's investigation into Russia's interference in our election and whether Trump's campaign helped them in any way. The Times reports it this way. Quote, Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina, the Intelligence Committee chairman, said in an interview this week that Mr. Trump told him he was eager to see an investigation that has overshadowed much of the first year of his presidency come to an end. It was something along the lines of, I hope you can conclude this as quickly as possible, Mr. Burr said. He said he replied to Mr. Trump that when we have exhausted everybody we need to talk to, we will finish. It continues. In addition, according to lawmakers and aides, Mr. Trump told Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the Republican leader, and Senator Roy Blunt, Republican of Missouri and a member of the Intel Committee, to end the investigation swiftly. Mr. Trump also called other lawmakers over the summer with requests that they push Mr. Burr to finish the inquiry, according to a Republican senator who requested anonymity to discuss his contact with the president. This senator, who was alarmed upon hearing word of the president's pleas, said Mr. Trump's request to the other senators was clear. They should urge Mr. Burr to bring the Russia investigation to a close. The senator declined to reveal which colleagues Mr. Trump had contacted with the request. The comment from the administration tonight is this. Quote, Mr. Trump, a White House spokesman said, at no point has attempted to apply undue influence on committee members and believes there is no evidence of collusion and these investigations must come to a fair and appropriate completion.
The three top Democrats in the House called on Representative John Conyers on Thursday to resign in light of the sexual harassment allegations he faces. Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said the allegations were serious, disappointing, and very credible.
I pray for Congressman Conyers and his family and wish them well. However, Congressman Conyers should resign. As Dean, Congressman Conyers has served our Congress for more than five decades and shaped some of the most consequential legislation of the last half century. However, zero tolerance means consequences for everyone, no matter how great the legacy. It's no license to harass or discriminate. In fact, it makes it even more disappointing.
The 88-year-old Conyers was hospitalized Wednesday with stress-related symptoms. Texas Republican Congressman Joe Barton said Thursday he would not seek re-election after lewd photos and Facebook messages he wrote to a female constituent were revealed. And more allegations have surfaced about Senator Al Franken as the Senate Ethics Committee confirmed that it's opening an investigation into his behavior. I got the And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.